Something More, an American Idol RPF story by C.J. Marlowe. Read by Zabira. The necklace was still mercifully right where he left it, hanging off a hook in the closet where he'd dragged Drake to get at least 5 minutes of alone time before he was steered off to other obligations. And yes, he was going to be hearing closet jokes from Megan and Matt for weeks because of it. It might have just been a trinket given to him by a fan, but accidentally leaving it behind would have been wrong on so many levels. So it was because of a necklace that Adam was literally in the closet, again, when someone else came back into the meet-and-greet room. "Shh," said Katie. Adam would know that voice anywhere, even in a whisper. Then there was the sound of a deadbolt being thrown. "They're going to come looking for you." "I know," said Chris, "but not yet. Not yet." When he turned towards the voices, Adam could see everything. The closet door not even close to being shut. Had they ever just looked, they would have seen him too, but they only had eyes for each other. Eyes and hands and lips for each other. Katie backed up against the deadbolted door and Chris all over her like Adam had never seen, not in all the time he'd known him. "I love you so much," he said, the words almost but not quite lost in her hair as he pressed his face to her neck, slid his hand down her back to her ass, then started gathering fistfuls of her dress, pulling it up, up, up over her thigh. Adam didn't know how anyone could ever wonder how he felt about her. Chris pressed a thigh between her legs, and God, she rode it, rocking against him and tilting her head back and letting him mark her, right where her dress could slip back up her shoulder and hide it. Come here," said Chris, and Adam thought he was going to do something romantic, maybe gently lower her to the floor in the absence of anything soft and comfortable, but he didn't. He grabbed her by the waist and practically threw her up onto the table where an hour ago there had been bottles of water and cups of coffee. Then, with hands firmly on her hips, he pulled her forward almost to the edge and hooked his ankle around a hard plastic chair and made himself very comfortable between her legs. "Oh, you are not," Adam thought. But he was. Pushing Katie's dress up to her waist without ever taking anything off. Katie's panties hit the floor a moment later, and Chris was pushing her thighs apart, letting her settle back on her elbows with one shoe on the floor and one bare heel up on the table. "Oh," she said, "oh." And then Chris was licking at her, sucking at her, pressing his face right into her like he was home. Katie's noises were soft and breathy and frequent, and Adam had no doubt Chris had made himself at home there many, many times before. When he pulled back for a few quick, hard breaths, his nose and cheeks glistened with her, reflecting the overhead fluorescent lights. Katie was panting hard, combing her fingers gently through Chris's disheveled hair, and he tenderly kissed the inside of her thigh before returning again, lips pressed to her hard and doing things to her that made her breath catch. "Chris, Chris," she said, and Adam didn't know the signs and signals, but guessed she was coming the way she hissed her breath, the way her thighs trembled on either side of Chris's head. He didn't lift his head for a few more moments, though, moving slowly, lapping at her gently. Then when he finally did, he murmured, "I'd do it again if we had time." Kissed her thigh one more time and stood up, kicking the chair out of his way so he could lift Katie into his arms. Her legs were still shaky when she slid off the table, and she kicked off the other shoe rather than try to put the first one back on. "No, no, you don't have to," he was saying. And Adam didn't know what he meant until she was resisting him, dropping to her knees not out of weakness, but purpose. She fumbled at Chris's waist for a moment, belt coming clumsily open and buttons popping one by one. Adam had helped him choose those jeans, knew exactly how much pressure it took to push those buttons open. "Less mess," she said, pulling him out, "and we don't have time for mess." It was sloppy and fast, and Adam, even from where he stood watching, could see a smear of lipstick up Chris's cock as her lips dragged up and down him. Someone was going to come banging on that door any minute, and they all knew it. Chris's neck flushed red and his lips parted and his eyes closed as he came, letting out a whoosh of breath and sucking the air back in with a choked gasp. Those noises Adam had heard before. There was a rattling at the door, a tentative knock, then receding footsteps, someone going to get the key. They didn't linger this time, tucking and buttoning and finding those few items discarded on the floor over the past few minutes, fixing hair and smoothing clothing and fanning skin. But they did pause to kiss, long and slow and tender, and everything Adam wanted out of a relationship was encapsulated in that kiss. "You go first," said Chris, rubbing his thumb a little at Katie's clothed waist, his hand never quite leaving her body until she was out of reach. Chris looked back when Katie was out the door, straight and unerringly towards the closet. In the end, it wasn't even really a surprise. He met Adam's eyes, then chewed on his lower lip and ducked his head. "Go," said Adam. "Go. I'll let them think it was me." Chris nodded and gave him a crooked smile, and there was something in his eyes, something just for Adam, before he slipped out the door after Katie. They might not have had that, but they had something, and Adam was suddenly so hard he thought he was going to have an imprint of his zipper on his dick before long. He wondered if it was too late to catch Drake for 5 more minutes, even just to kiss. And right then and there, decided he wanted to try. The End. This has been Something More by C.J. Marlowe. C.J. Marlowe's other stories can be found at her live journal.